on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Blank Generation for another 2 hours of punk rock and subgenres from 1976 to 1980. To get this week's show underway, this is Bad Brains and Pay to Come. Battle of the US Hardcore Pioneers there. Top of the show was Bad Brains with Pay to Come. It's interesting because before stumbling across the Sex Pistols and the Clash in 1977, the all-black band from Washington, D.C. was a jazz rock band, but they are considered to be the first American hardcore punk band. They named themselves after the Ramones track Bad Brain from the Road to Ruin album, and their mix of hardcore punk and dub reggae is made even more interesting by the fact that it was only by hearing the Clash and the Ruts that they were even introduced to Rastafarianism. It's a highly collectible first single, got a great riff and a good way to start any show, came out in 1980. A band that might actually challenge them for the first US hardcore accolade, or the pioneers, the first ones to start that whole scene was Black Flag, and you just heard Nervous Breakdown there, and that was the title track from their debut EP, which came out in 1979 and featured Keith Morris on lead vocals. And that came in at 2 minutes and 5 seconds. The whole EP of four tracks came in at less than 6 minutes. Back in the UK, before either of those two tracks, UK subs, they had 7 hit singles. They were hit singles because they all got in the UK charts between 1979 and 1981. They had loads of other singles, of course. This one reached number 28, and it's Tomorrow's Girls. Charlie and the Boys there, UK subs with Tomorrow's Girls. Right, this week's show's going to be... I'll try and make it a little bit different each time. I get criticised for some of the tracks I play. But at the end of the day, you just can't please all the people all the time. It's Sunday, I'm isolating like everybody else. And I'm feeling a little bit more mellow, so there's a little bit more power pop. Now, I'm still considering power pop to be part of the punk rock genre. And... So there will be a few obscures, there will be a few well-known tracks, and there'll be ones that I've just dug out because I like them. This next band was from Dundee in Scotland, and they released a single on their own NRG record label in 1977. It was also chosen for a compilation album that some of you might remember well. It was called Streets, and it was on the Beggar's Banquet record label in 1977. And this is... The Drive with Jerkin. We'll be right back. jerking by the drive there. And yeah, I think there's a bit of a theme developing in tonight's show, but I won't go into that too much. One thing I do know is there's quite a bit of commercial stuff on here tonight. And like I say, it's Sunday, and I'm isolating, and I'm just going through some favourite tracks. So bear with me, and we're going to have a few commercial tracks. I'm going to start off with Joe Jackson. Is she really going out with him? Now, you might think, what has that got to do with punk rock? Well, back in, you know, 77, 78, 79, we kind of jumped on anything that was like new wave, skinny tie, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, some of these people and bands went on to bigger and not necessarily better things. But when it was released in 1979, it was re-released in 1979 because originally it flopped. And Joe Jackson's popularity within New Wave, I suppose he'd be better fitting into that category, grew in popularity. And the single got more attention the second time around and became a chart success in both the UK and the US. Is she really going out of him? Joe Jackson. Jackson, is she really going out with him? And you can definitely hear who he was influenced by, and it would have been Elvis Costello, quite clearly. And the third single from 1977 debut album by Elvis Costello, which was called My Name Is Drew, had three singles and all failed to make the UK charts, which is quite incredible considering the success that Elvis Costello went on to have. And this one was a personal favourite of mine, and it was called Red Shoes.
Just to say it. Chasing out the vengeance. Ever since you got me pumped, she does this bend my senses. So I used to be disgusted when I try to be amused. Since the wings have got rusted, you know the angels wanna wear my red shoes. But when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I could not refuse. And I won't get any older now. The angels wanna wear my red shoes. Oh, I won't get any older now. The angels wanna wear my red shoes. Red shoes, the angels wanna wear my red shoes.
Brilliant stuff there from Elvis Costello, and that does actually take me back to when I saw Elvis Costello headlining at the Ipswich Gaumont back in 1979, and what a bill it was that night, because Richard Hell and the Voidoids were the support act, and the opening act even before them was John Cooper Clark, and yeah, fantastic that you could go and see three bands like that all on the same bill. And yeah, what we'd have to have those sort of days back again. When you're playing one record, it starts in your head, you start thinking, oh, that reminds me of another record. And this next one was by an eccentric folk duo. They were around before punk, but they were so mad, and they were on the old grey whistle test where they caused all kinds of shenanigans. Anyway, every record label at the time was trying to sign punk rock bands, even if they weren't punk rock bands, because the A&R men didn't really get it. It was only the sort of independents and the DIYs. But Polydor Records considered John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett as punk, and so gave them a 5-album deal. This was a great record, though, and it was called Really Free.
Up in the morning, tell me baby, what do you see? I see my true love, and she walks up and she kisses me. I say, poor baby, that's really free. I go walking down to your house. Tell me baby, is it good for me? Your ma and pa, they just wanna kick me. I say, poor baby, that's really free. Oh, really free, really free, really, 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 really free. We'll good for me. Every time I go near your baby, you say, cool, baby, that's really free. I tried singing in the bathroom, tell me, honey, with the heat on me. Every time you move towards my body, I say, cool, baby, that's really free. A really free, really free, really, 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 really free kick me. Up in the morning, tell me, baby, what do you see? I see my true love, and she walks up and she kisses me. I say, go on, baby, that's really free. I go walking down to your house. Tell me, baby, that's not good for me. Your ma and pa, they just want to kick me. I say, go on, baby, that's really free. A really free, really free.
Two novelty records there from 1977 and 1978, respectively. First of all, it was John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett with Really Free. And always remember on the B-side of that was a song called Beware of the Flowers, because I'm sure they're going to get you, yeah. It was a great title for a song. And then that was, we just heard Jilted John by Gilbert John, and Gilbert John was the first of Graham Fellow's characters. That was originally released on Rabid Records in Manchester in 1978, and it was the B-side of Going Steady. But thanks to lots of airplay by John Peel, it was picked up by EMI, and they chose to flip the A and B sides, and that reached number 4 in the UK charts in 1978. Continuing with a bit of chart activity, before the Eurythmics, there was a band called The Tourists, which were kind of like a punk band, I suppose we would have to have called them, in 1978. And they had success with a 1963 Dusty Springfield song, which actually had global success the first time around. And they made a pretty good job of it. And this is I Only Want to Be With You by The Tourists. Only Want to Be With You there, The Tourists. And now getting back to basics, if it was all getting a little bit too poppy, a little bit too commercial for some people there, we're going to go back to 1977. North London punks called Puncture. Their very first release, it was the very first release on Small Wonder Records in 1977, and it was covered later on by UK 82 punk giants, The Exploited. But this song was originally by Puncture, and it is called Mucky Pup.
Thank you.
Puncture there with Mucky Pup, and that was their only release. I don't think they did anything else after that, sadly. I'm going to make no apologies. There's going to be one band that will feature on every single show, because it's my show. And that band will be the Ramones. So Joe Ramone wrote this next song. It was a ballad, and it was Phil Spector produced on the 1985 album for Sire Records, End of the Century. It's been covered in more recent years by Foo Fighters and Tom Waits, amongst others, and was one of Joey Ramone's all-time favourite Ramones song. It's called Danny Says.
I'm Duncan Reed, and you're listening to Steve Green, Blank Generation, on Phoenix 98 FM. You poor, poor souls.
Wasting all my time, 'cause Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
Just What I Needed by The Cars. They were possibly the biggest new wave stroke power pop band of all time, I would say. That was their first single, and it peaked at number 17 in the UK charts in 1978. Before that, we had The Ramones, Danny Says, and in between, Duncan Reed kindly telling you that you're listening to Blank Generation, and you are, and it's on Phoenix FM. Right, so in 1976, a chap called Patrick Fitzgerald auditioned alongside Mick Jones and Tony James for the band London SS. Unfortunately, he had no success at the audition, but he was a regular customer of the Small Wonder record shop in London. And when Small Wonder launched a record label, Fitzgerald was one of the first to submit a demo. He got a deal and released his first three EPs, all on Small Wonder, with the first one being Safety Pin Stuck in My Heart, and that's still his best known work. One which he subtitles himself a love song for punk music. But Patrick became a regular performer at London punk gigs and supported the Jam on their national tour. Safety Pin Stuck in My Heart, Patrick Fitzgerald.
I don't love you for your graveyard eyes, I don't love you for your shaven thighs, I just love you for that beat, 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 beating. I don't
don't love you for your tattered tie. I don't love you and I don't know why. I just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. Don't love you for your professed hate. I don't love you for your cards of fate. I just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I don't love you for your painted shoes. I don't love you for your friends you never choose. I just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I don't love you for your many reasons, propaganda, doctrines, treasons. All I know is that beep, 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 beating. I've got an ear inflamed on my dog chain, painted faces, painted names, my shirt. It's all that beep, 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 beating. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, 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 for you. I got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you, for you, for you, for you. I got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you.
Patrick Fitzgerald there with Safety Pin Stuck in My Heart. Sounding a bit, reminded me a little bit of Pete Shelley, the voice going on there. Right, going over to America again. Louisiana punks that were influenced by the Dills on their own side of the Atlantic and the Clash on our side. They actually named the band after the Dills' Red Rockers Rule song, but they dropped the word rule and called themselves Red Rockers. Their debut single in 1979 had a Clash-like title, and we're going to play it. It's called Guns of Revolution. And a lineup after that featured Jim Reilly of Stiff Little Fingers on drums. Jim Reilly played on the behind the drum stool on No More Heroes and Hanks, and he joined them after their superb debut album, which was called Condition Red, very hard to get hold of, even on CD. And amazingly, they actually went on and reached number 53 in the US charts with a song called China in 1983. But it wasn't a punk song. They'd gone, they'd drifted out of the scene by then, although I think they are back together now. But then again, who isn't? So this is Red Rockers with Guns of Revolution.
Look at this place, shut up.
Guns of Revolution there by Red Rockers. Right, back into the UK. So, and another two singles, after two singles, and two albums with Kilburn and the High Roads. Ian Jury, like many others, reinvented himself in 1977, and he went on to have a very illustrious career with the Blockheads, who still go on without him. And unfortunately, very sadly, Ian died well before his time. And that was a few years ago now. But my personal favourite track reached number 9 in the UK singles chart in 1978, and it was called What a Waste.
I could be the driver in articulated lorry. I could be a poet, I wouldn't need to worry. I could be a teacher in a classroom full of scholars. I could be the sergeant in a squadron full of wallers. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play a fool in a six-piece band. First nine nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. What a waste, what a waste. Stratagems and bruises. I could be a doctor with poetesses and bruises. I could be a writer with a growing reputation. I could be the ticket man at Fulham Broadway Station. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play a fool in a six-piece band. First night nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste, rock and roll down mine. Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could do the wild extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gallop by. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Ian Jury and the Blockheads there with What a Waste. Right, ramping up a little bit now. So, Sham 69, they had seven big chart hits between 1978 and 1980, and this one reached number 45 in March 1980. So, it was kind of like after they'd had the big hits with Angels, with Dirty Faces, If the Kids Are United, Hirsch and Boys, that kind of stuff. And this one was called Tell the Children.
Yeah.
fantastic Sham 69 there with Tell the Children. So what band was a link between punk and power pop? For me, it was Squeeze. They went on to have huge hits worldwide when they signed to A&M Records, but their first release was an EP in 1977. It was released on Deptford Fun City Records, and it was called Packet of Three, from which this track was taken, and it is called Cat on a Wall. On a Wall there by Squeeze from when they were a punk rock band. But I was talking about how they kind of like were one of the bands that did the crossover between punk and power pop. And that leads me on nicely to a band that formed out of the ashes of the Kurzel Flyers. They were hired by Stiff Records to be Rachel Sweet's backing band on the Be Stiff tour in 1978, where they actually got to open up in their own right. So they actually played two sets each night. Virgin then signed them in 1978, and Starry Eyes was released in the same year. It's considered to be a power pop standard, and it's been covered by many, many bands. And of course, I'm talking about the Records, and this is Starry Eyes. We'll be right back. Not sure why that band wasn't absolutely huge, but some criminally unjust things happened with bands of that era, and they must wonder what they did wrong. They had the label, they had the songs, they had the looks, they had everything. That was the Records with Starry Eyes. But the next two bands don't need much introduction. I would say that the Circle Jerks were a super American hardcore band, really, because they were formed by Keith Morris, who'd left Black Flag, and Greg Hetson, who is ex-Red Cross, and then later to be of Bad Religion. And the title track of their second album was called Wild in the Streets, which didn't actually come out until 1982, but it did feature on Posh Boy Records' Rodney on the Rocks compilation album in 1980. So Circle Jerks with Wild in the Streets. I'm going to follow that straight up with Public Image by Public Image Limited. And they really do need no history lesson from me. public image there with by Public Image Limited, and that debuted in October 1978 as their first single. It was written by Johnny Rotten, or John Lydon, while he was still a member of the Sex Pistols, and it was pretty well received. Not quite as successful as the Sex Pistols singles before it, but it did reach number 9 in the UK charts. Right, so back to a bit of power pop and a short-lived band from Yorkshire. This track was released by Island Records in 1979, spent 10 weeks in the UK chart, but it only reached as high as number 17 during that period. You can hear a lot of influences in it, but it's a really great song, and it's the Jags and Back of My Hand.
If you're feeling blue, you tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you, girl. And when I call you, I can sacrifice. You whip them out before you dry your eyes. I'm not a fit machine, a 1960s dream. I've been the bet you less than bet you could see, girl. You're not unbeatable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not just another girl, I didn't touch with you. I only wish I knew then. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number. I had a dream, I met another girl. But in a modern, she was just getting sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. Now I'm on this running out, I don't know why to say now. The but there's a time to start just realizing what I got down here. You're not unbeatable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't put your love too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I didn't touch with you, I only wish I knew.
Listen, this is Jacob Burnell from The Stranglers, and you're listening to the Blank Generation Phoenix FM, and I commend Steve Green to you all.
But that don't coincide.
couple of great tracks there. So it was the Jags, Back of My Hand, first up. And, God, you forget how good that song is. And JJ Burnell, kindly telling you that you're listening to Blank Generation on Phoenix 98 FM. And giving me a personal shout-out as well. Made me feel so proud when he did that, so I play it every show. And then you just heard Nick Lowe with Cruel to Be Kind. Well, Nick Lowe, his credentials don't need querying at all. He produced New Rose and Damn Damn Damn, so the first UK punk record. And he also co-wrote Milk and Alcohol with for Dr. Feelgood. He married Johnny Cash's stepdaughter, and he's made some great records. You can look the rest up, but Cruel to Be Kind reached number 12 in both the UK and the US charts in 1979. And just going to follow that up now with more in the same vein. In fact, a couple of track note. This is going to be one track in the same vein because it leads us nicely onto Talking Stiff Records. It leads us nicely onto Reckless Eric. And he first became known as one of the original members of the late 1970s Stiff Records artist roster, along with Ian Dury, Elvis Costello, and the aforementioned Nick Rowe. His first appearance on record was Whole Wide World. I'm going to play that in a second. It was on the Stiff label sampler called A Bunch of Stiff Records in April 1977. The single version of that song was finally released in August, and it's been covered by numerous bands over the years, including the Monkees, and you hear it from time to time on TV or film soundtracks as well. But it's Whole Wide World by Reckless Eric.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night because nobody's told about you. I go the whole wide world.
Reckless Eric there with Whole Wide World. I've had a strange a couple of days compiling the show, just doing a little bit of research and stuff, and I do nick a load of stuff off Wikipedia, but I try and check that that's true, because sometimes that can be a little bit dubious. I like to go on the Bored Teenagers website, which is really, really good. And one I use a lot is Punky Gibbon. And I've just started corresponding with Jane, who runs Punky Gibbon website, which is actually a fantastic source of information. And my punk rock mentor is normally Mark Brennan from Captain Oi and Cherry Red Records. And because I've been communicating with both of them leading up to the compiling of this show, I've been sort of saying to Jane, "Oh, look, Mark said this, Mark said that," and then I'm going back to Mark and saying, "Jane said this, Jane said that," and there really is a lot of information out there, and I just think it's something you never stop learning. But the scene, especially going back to, if you say it started in 76, I mean, I don't really get like to go any further forward than that with, or any further back than that with Iggy Pop and New York Dolls and MC5. I tried getting into that stuff. It just doesn't do it for me. I was into glam rock before punk rock, because I think that was the natural crossover with bands like The Sweet. And that, you know, they just sound like that punk rock songs, some of the Sweet stuff. And it's just, even the titles, Teenage Rampage, that sort of stuff. But anyway, I've had a really good communicating. It's kept my mind off all the doom and gloom that's going on around us at the moment. It's hard to focus on fun stuff with all the isolation that's going on. But it's been, for me anyway, it's been good to communicate with those two people in particular. So really going back to the kind of punk rock that really does need the historian's help, this next band is The Exile. They were Glaswegian punks, formed in 1977, folded the very next year, which was not unusual back then. They released two EPs, and they appeared on the aforementioned Beggar's Banquet seminal Streets compilation album. Jubilee 77 was the first track on their debut Don't Tax Me EP, and the proceeds of the record sales were used to set up Scotland's first punk rock club, which they called Gigi's Disco. And this is The Exile and Jubilee 77. Thanks. The Exile there with Jubilee 77. Next up is The Wall. Now, The Wall were one of those bands, well, they formed in early 1978, and even during the UK 82 years, they were still knocking out some good stuff, like Ghetto was a great single. So they were one of the bands that kind of got too late for the first wave, a little bit too early for the UK 82 scene, and so kind of got a little bit stuck in the middle. I remember seeing them on the on a Big Stiff Little Fingers tour when they were really, really good. They were always good, but they were really good on that tour. And like I say, they formed in early 78, and their debut single was played regularly on BBC Radio 1 disc jockey John Peel's show in the evening. The single sold more than 10,000 copies, which was no mean feat back then. And the debut single was called New Way. Stuff, New Way by The Wall. And oh, that was a text message. Right, moving on. John Cooper Clarke and another one. John Cooper Clarke and the Curious Yellows. Right, so John Cooper Clarke has attributed his early success in part to the influence of the English poet Pam Ayres. Those old enough to remember Pam will remember her well. Run a success on the British TV show Opportunity Knocks led both him, that's John Cooper Clarke, and his mum to believe that he could make it make a living out of poetry. He began his performances and career in Manchester folk clubs, and his first releases were on the independent label in Manchester, Rabid Records. We played Jill with John a little while ago, and that was on that label, and Slaughter and the Dogs were also on Rabid Records. And his first EP actually had music with it as well. So John Cooper Clarke, well-known celebrity now, actually lives quite close to me, just a couple of miles away. See him walking around town, well, not so much in the recent days, of course, but with all this isolation going on. But yeah, back in 1977, October 1977, John Cooper Clarke and the Curious Yellows had a record out called Suspended Sentence, and it goes like this.
Read the paper, humdrum, Henley Regatta, page one, eat, die, ho hum. Page three, big bum, giving a lunatic a loaded gun. He walks, others run. 30 dead, no fun. Foreigners feature as figures of fun. Do something destructive, chum. Sit right down, write a letter to the sun. Say, bring back hanging for everyone. They took my advice, they brought it back. National costume was all over black. There were corpses in the avenues and cul-de-sacs, piled up neatly in six-man stacks, hanging from the traffic lights and specially made racks. They'd hang you for incontinence and fiddle in your tax. Failure to hang yourself justified the axe. A deedly-dee, deedly-dum. Looks like they brought back hanging for everyone. The novelty's gone, it's hell. This place is a death cell. The constant clang of the funeral bells. Those who aren't hanging are hanging somewhere else. The people pay, the paper sells. It's plug ugly, sub-animal yells. Death is unsightly, death smells. Swinging Britain, don't put me on. They're gonna bring back the rope for everyone.
John Cooper Clarke there with Innocence. Strange, I was listening to John Cooper Clarke the other day, and we all need cheering up at the moment. And if you get a chance, just listen again to Hire Car. It's just the funniest one ever. And yeah, great stuff. John Cooper Clarke, legend. Right, so moving on. It was the debut single by a Wolverhampton punk band called the Neon Hearts. They should have gone on to better things, but record label problems didn't help. And the fast-moving punk rock scene in 1977 meant that if you kind of stalled at all, you got left behind because there were so many bands coming through. But Venus Eccentric by the Neon Hearts was a really, really good record. And because I like the idea of Neon Hearts and New Hearts sounding the same, only in title, nothing like that in music, but I'm going to play Neon Hearts, Venus Eccentric, and then going to follow it up with the New Hearts, Just Another Teenage Anthem. So here goes. Okay, so this week's deliberate mistake, before I get it rammed down my throat and before the New Hearts, Just Another Teenage Anthem there. I actually played Regulations by the Neon Hearts, which was the B-side of Venus Eccentric, which I meant to play. But both tracks are equally good. That was a good thing about punk rock back in the 70s, and was that the B-side was often as good as the A-side. The bands just had great songs. They didn't bother releasing them unless they were good songs. Before that, B-sides were just throwaways, but punk changed all that with picture sleeves, coloured vinyl, and decent B-sides, and no album fillers either, which was great. Right, and the New Hearts there, Just Another Teenage Anthem, they were like 1977 smart dress punks. They came in for a lot of stick from the music press because that was pretty much an anti-punk song, and considering it came out in 1977, it was a little bit early to be slagging off the scene that's that you're a part of. But the singers and guitarist of the New Hearts, they went on to form Secret Affair. So was it Ian Page, wasn't it? I think it was the singer. And thus they were one of the first mod revival bands. And they actually took another swipe at the punk elite, if you remember, in their classic single Time for Action. But we can forgive him for that, because that was a great song. And Time for Action was also a great song. Right, we're coming to the end of the show now. Two more tracks to go. And the first one is by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. Roadrunner reached number 11 in the UK charts in 1977. It was a bit confusing, really, because we were all listening to The Clash and The Damned and The Ramones and The Sex Pistols, and we just kept hearing that Jonathan Richman and The Modern Lovers were a punk rock band, so we kind of like bought into it as teenagers. But it was only years and years later you realised, or I realised, just what an influential band they actually were. And yeah, the Sex Pistols covered it as well, sort of, didn't they, on the Great Rock and Roll Swindle. And Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers is up next.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like him.
Jonathan Richman and the Modern Runners there with Roadrunner. And that is the penultimate track on this week's show. So thanks for listening. Please check out the Facebook page at Blank Generation. And also look on the Phoenix FM website, so you can actually listen to all of the shows again. This was issue 7 or edition 7. I think if there's probably about 30 tracks played on each show, so we're up to about 210 classic punk rock and subgenre songs. So yeah, this has been Blank Generation on Phoenix 98 FM. Please like and share on Facebook, and let's enjoy the music from back in the day, 76 to 80, and maybe introduce some younger people into it if they haven't already been introduced. So the last song is going to be by The Damned, and I'm in the minority here because my favourite Damned album was their second release, which came out in 1977, Music for Pleasure, and it featured a double A-side single. One side was One Way Love, and the other side was Don't Cry Wolf. Remember it coming out on pink vinyl. I also remember it coming out in just a plain stiff sleeve, so I don't know whether there was a picture sleeve in 1977 with it on the UK edition, but if there was, I certainly didn't get it. But thanks for listening. This is Don't Cry Wolf by The Damned.
We don't.